her. You knew her from a child, really.
I knew her from I was a child, but she would be about 30 because I,
yes.
as I said, I'm 75.
Yes.
She was born in about 1876,
must have been, how was she to you as a child? How did she behave towards you? Was she nice to you?
Oh, yes. Mm. Well, what I remember most of her when I was a real child was her coming to Muir Kirk for holidays and staying with us. And we all always loved her, all the cousins and aunts and uncles who came. It was always a heyday for us.
Why, really? Could she play games with
you? Oh, they'd play games with us, and we'd go for walks, and there would be something happening all the time, which we didn't have so much normally. I had a grandfather and grandmother who also lived in Muir Kirk, but there were no other relatives of mine in the area. So it was a great thing for us, and we spent all our holidays in Hamilton. We always went to Hamilton, any holidays we had. And they were coming back and forwards to Hamilton.
You had big family gatherings, really.
So it was always a big family gathering. Oh, I always remember crowds of and we were taken into it.
Yes, I understand, yes.
And never treated as... I was never treated as a real child. Of course, I was the eldest grandchild for a number of years.
She had a good sense of humour, Janet, didn't
yes,
she?
Yes, very good.
I mean, she'd tell jokes, would
yes.
she?
Yes, and we were wanting to take you about and be interested. And they were always interested in whatever I was doing.
Were they? Yes.
Yes.
You mean they were ambitious for you as a woman, were they?
Yes.
Yes.
They always wanted to know what you were doing, how you were getting on. You were never an isolated person from them, although I wasn't their niece.
It's interesting, because you see, Dr. Bartley Bowman said that his children, particularly his daughter, I think, were very fond of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a way with children.
Yes,
apparently.
Oh yes, she had a way with everybody.
Did she?
Yes. She was a very good mixer. Very good mixer and very, you know, interesting.
Yes,
interested
lively,
in you,
lively.
Always interested and lively, a lively person.
Yes.
Oh yes.
What did she do in the two world wars? Do you know? I mean, was she...
I don't remember, but I expect that she was helping. I should imagine that she was helping with one of the different voluntary organisations.
Yes.
But I don't remember her being active in anything.
No. Because she had two jobs, didn't she? She lost her first job because of going to prison, I think, didn't she?
Well, I don't know whether she lost it through that, but I thought she was in it after that. But she was with two different... One of them was the people who made Hudson's soap powder. Soap manufacturers.
That's right.
And I have a fancy they both were.
Yes. I want to ask, would you expect her to be a militant suffragette? That is, you know, to go to prison, to throw stones, because she threw stones to get into prison. Does that fit with your...
Well, I would imagine that she, if she took up anything, like I myself would, if I was interested in anything, I would
go
not
and help
personally. I wouldn't do anything to help myself in any way.
Mm.
But if I was interested in something, I would go all out.
give everything
and
you
and I think she was that type.
Yes, that's right. She
she had a very good job.
Did she?
Yes. I think she was either private secretary or she was something like that. It was an important job.
I see, not just a routine clerical job.
No, not a routine. Mm. And neither was the first one.
You mean not the first job? I see, yes. So that's right, you see, what you're saying...
Yeah. I'm not sure which of them. I think it was the second one. I remember the one of the important people in the firm, one the director or somewhere like that, taking going with their family abroad.
Oh yes, so she was on really good terms.
With them.
Mm.
Very good terms with them. Oh yes, she was the type of person if she had. Took anything on, she would do it and do it well.
Did she have any other interests? What about politics, Mrs. Thomas? Was she on the left, do you think, in politics?
Oh, no, or? I wouldn't think she was on the left.
No.
Definitely she wouldn't be on the left.
Mm. What sort of liberal or conservative, you think?
Yes.
Probably? Yes.
And I should think she was more likely to be liberal.
Yes. Yes. What about religion? Was she a religious person, do you think?
Well, I know that some of them, but I can't remember now which of them, went regularly to one of the Baptist churches in Glasgow.
Mm.
But I'm not quite sure which of them it was.
Mm.
Mm. But if they came to Stainacre, they would go to the Church of Scotland because my grandfather... Mm. All the visitors went to
his church
on a Sunday. Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't tell them to go, but they would know that he wouldn't like it if they didn't go.
What did she die of in the end, then? It was some sort of stomach problem.
Yes, I think she died of cancer myself.
Did she? Mm. Mm.
Because she looked very ill when we went to see her the last time, but she was still full of interest.
Was she?
Wanting to know all about what I was doing at that time.
Mm.
And I had quite an interesting career, and they were always interested in it because they always said they didn't know what I was going to do next.
So they were interested in you anyway, do you think? I mean, you'd think that a woman as attractive as that, to look at and in personality, would get married. Do you think there's any reason why she never got married?
Well, I will compare her with myself. I was always interested enough in the jobs I was doing, also interested in the jobs that I was doing, that I never thought of getting married. As you can see from Janet Barrowman's Isabella Barrowman, I think that gives the answer.
Mm.
They were surprised when I got married.
Because they thought that I was so like they had been absorbed in what they were doing to such an extent that
they didn't think of marriage. I think it was something like that.
Mm.
Because I was 37 before I married.
Of course, not marrying was more common then, wasn't it? I mean, first of all, there were too few men around, weren't there? Because a lot of them had been killed in the war.
Although, in the cousin war, there were 12 in their family, because 3 died in my father's family. There were 10.
Mm.
But none of them died young.
Mm.
But only one of my aunts didn't marry.
Mm. Mm.
In comparison to their side.
Yes, because quite a lot of them didn't marry, did they? More than half, I think, didn't marry. It's curious.
Yes.
But just that they're so intelligent, they're so lively and interested in things, they get absorbed in their jobs.
Yes, I think that it probably was that, because it certainly was that with me.
Yes, yes. That's interesting. Anything else about her you'd like to bring out? I mean, anything to bring her to life again, apart from what we've said? I mean, she sounds a very attractive person.
Oh, yes, she was very, attractive. There used to be a restaurant in London, I don't know whether it's still there. It was called either Frascati's or a name, something like that.
Yeah,
but it had a very high standard.
Yes. Yeah.
And each time she came to London, I was working in London at the time, and each time she came to London, she took me there for a meal. Mm-hmm. And we had a really nice meal. But she would say, now I must take you to
Frascati's,
because of the fact that you'll get a much nicer meal there than you'll get anywhere else kind of thing, which was quite unusual.
Very generous.
Yeah, very generous. Yeah.
So she.
And the fact that she was going out of her way to. Because she was probably spending quite a bit on a meal there, which was quite. But they were all like that, because Margaret now, of course Janet was so much older than me, Margaret wasn't so much older than me, and Mary. But each time they came down to London, it wasn't a case of me, well, I was in the hospital, I was on the domestic side, in charge of the domestic side in the hospital. But they were better off than they knew that I was then. And they were going out of their way to entertain me when they were down.
So they're really very generous.
All very
they're
generous.
All generous.
Yes. Very
Margaret, is Margaret still alive?